previously on
Dubious Intent Plus.
Dubious Intent Plus. What?
Plus.
Plus.
I've often said I was not the brightest bulb in the crystal chandelier. While I huddled quivering under those magic-infused covers, I would say my please gods. My please gods were a form of fearful OCD, a kind of talismanic chant. I would quietly repeat the words, please God, 10 times in a row, followed then by please God, 9 times in a row, then 8, then 7, then 6, then 5, then 4, then 3, then 2, and then finally 1, where I would finish the sentence, please God, don't let me have any bad dreams tonight.
From the Palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Ramsey Bolton. If you really need a really disgusting guy who likes to, like, skin people and cut people's penises off, then you really want to check out Ramsey Bolton. Check him out on the web at RamseyBolton.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a filleted discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Ramsey Bolton free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. He's in my DVR, but I hate him.
I know. You're dating him, though, right?
I'm not dating him.
You're not dating?
No, I'm not dating Rambo. No.
Oh.
How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. This was perhaps the most rocky opening. I don't know if you can see this. Can you see what's happening to my glasses?
No.
They're fogging up. And this is the most trying, difficult opening of a show that I've ever done here.
Are you broadcasting from a bathhouse or something?
Well, I mean, I wish. I wish. You know, we have no bathhouses here in Connecticut.
Broadcasting
no,
live.
Here's the thing, Adam. It's that time of year. I don't know if you get these in Arkansas, but it's that time of year where it's 66 degrees outside. So it makes no sense to run the air conditioner because it's colder outside than it is inside. But so I've opened up the windows. And the house is lovely. The house is, you know, the apartment is lovely. It feels great. I have fans going. It's great and everything. But I'm in here in the studio with these new beautiful studio lights that you bought me for my birthday. And the heat is caught now my glasses are fogging up. So
the studio lights I bought you are fogging up.
It's
your
fogging
glasses.
Up. And I couldn't think of, I had no thing. Which in some languages is called nothing, but I like to say no thing. Just, you know, I like to make that extra. I go the extra step to make sure that you know that it's no thing, because nothing is just lazy people say nothing. I say no thing. That's what I say. I don't even remember what I'm saying. I'm sorry. I got a text and I chuckled at the text and then I lost my train of thought and then I couldn't think of who our sponsor was, and I apologize for our actual sponsor, which I believe is Jack Daniels. So, hi, Adam.
So it'll be
I'm doing great.
Be an interesting show about.
Oh, dear God. This is going to be a very special DI Plus. Let me tell you that right now. All right, Adam, you know what? It is 9:15 p.m. on a Sunday evening. And that can, of course, mean only one thing, that we are streaming live on pride48.com in front of the world's most amazingly patient chat room. Adam, who is in our
That's
chat room.
True. We have Turnip Head, Anthony in Texas, Blind Guy Jay, Cyclone, it's all about Dan. We have Amib, Minion 51, RT Cruiser, The 5x5, Tim in Alaska. We also have some people that may or may not be listening. Daddy Dave, Gary in Kentucky, Joey, Cocktails and Cream Puffs, who's probably passed out on his floor, Lamont Cranston, Mags, and, well, I believe that's you, but we also have Sock
Puppet. Yeah, Sock Puppet is me. I need to change my name, don't I? Oh, look, Mib is Auntie Vera Charles. Hello, Auntie Vera Charles. What is it, Nick/Nick?
Now, I could just ask Alexa, who is Sock Puppet?
I wish you had. Why don't you have the audio for that going in somewhere?
There's not a way to do that.
Well, bring it closer to your microphone, maybe.
Oh, do you want me to say, Alexa, what is a sock puppet? Alexa, what is a sock puppet?
A sock puppet is a puppet made from a sock or similar garment.
There you go. I am super, super. So what you were playing with there, for those non-geeks in the audience, what you were playing there is a Amazon Echo, which you and I both pre-ordered those, but you did it much earlier than me, and now you actually have yours.
I can turn her volume up. Wait just a second. Alexa, volume 10. Okay, now the volume is turned up.
All right, now tell her to do something fun. Alexa, play the podcast Dubious Intent Plus.
I don't think, Alexa, play Problem by Ariana Grande.
That does not.
Here's a sample of Problem featuring Iggy Azalea by Ariana Grande.
That does not sound like DA Plus.
Stop.
Alexa, shut up.
Alexa.
Alexa. This is inherent in the problem of it being
a problem.
All right,
and we'll talk about Alexa in the tech segment, but that's Alexa. Right.
Yeah, there you go. I am very jealous. So for those of you who don't know, we'll talk about it in tech segment. But yeah, it's an Amazon Echo. It's a fun little device. There's you could pre-order it for $99. I don't know that I would pay the $200 for it, but for $99, it seems like an awesome deal. It'll play podcasts. It'll play music. It'll answer questions. Here's the thing, Adam, and we'll talk about it in tech segment.
Yes, we will.
All right. So I don't know if you know this or not, but there are people that listen to our show.
I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And these people go out of their way to send us in these lovely recordings that we request where they say previously on Dubious Intent Plus.
Yes.
And every week I forget to thank them. So I want to just make sure that I thank Conscience from the Vera Speaks For Real show for doing our thank you this evening. Now, some of you more observant listeners out there may know that that is actually the second time we played that Conscience, because we have exhausted all of our new previously on Dubious Intent. So if you haven't sent us in one, and I'm not going to call out names like Joe Batance, I'm not going to call out, you know, names like Christina from Nowhere, I'm not going to mention people like Joey Boo Hacker or Big Fatty, I would not embarrass anyone like that, but I'm saying, you have to do is just send us a recording of you saying previously on Dubious Intent Plus. That's all you have to
Should
do.
Should I send just, in a recording?
No, because you're on the show.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, so so thank you, Conscience, for doing that for us this evening. Adam, you know, there was a holiday last week, which is why we were not on.
There was.
I don't know if you were aware of that or not. It's the Memorial Day weekend. Do you know what that holiday is all about?
Well, it's memorializing people who iconoclastically served in the military, perhaps. Now, what I don't know is, was it a specific war or anything like that? But I think it's just to memorialize
All right, it's,
people who've been in the service. Maybe died. I don't know.
No, it's an entire day. It's Monday. Monday is Memorial Day. And what it is, the Monday after Memorial Day weekend is just whether or not you remember what you did on Saturday and Sunday. Because Saturday and Sunday, you drink a lot. And then Monday, the holiday, is just, do you remember what you did over the weekend? Really, okay. It's very simple. It is American, so of course it's very simple. We had a Memorial Day weekend. I know this is going to shock you, Adam. Are you ready for this? I know you're.
I'm ready. Well,
I went into New York City for the Memorial Day weekend. As you know, every year, but it is a tradition, right? Every year, my brother and sister-in-law go to New York for Memorial Day, and so I go in one of the days and I spend the day with them. So, they had never ridden on the Staten Island Ferry.
As much as you're in New York. You should just live in New York.
I would not want to live there. I love visiting New York, but I would not want to live there. So they had never ridden the Staten Island Ferry. So we went in, we rode the Staten Island Ferry, and we did what every single person in the universe that has ever gone to Staten Island does, which is immediately get on the ferry coming back. If you've never been to New York City, the Staten Island Ferry will take you right past the Statue of Liberty, and it gives you a lovely picturesque picture of South Manhattan. So the South view of Manhattan, so you can see the World Trade Center and that area there. And then as soon as you get to Staten Island, as soon as you are kicked off the ferry, you basically just immediately get in line to get on the other one to go back, because there's absolutely nothing in Staten Island. So we went and we did that, and then we went into Brooklyn, because I've never been to as many times as I've been to New York City, I've never been to Brooklyn. So I went to Brooklyn. We had a lovely brunch at a hipster brunch place And you know how you can tell it's a hipster brunch place?
I don't know, but was that you group texted us like a picture of the menu? Was that?
Yes. That was the lunch place the brunch place that we ate at. So it was Santo Paolo was the name of the place. It's in Brooklyn. It's in the Park Slopes area, which is right just on the other side of Prospect Park. And so we went there for brunch, and you can tell that it's a hipster place because they had no, the only cold drinks they had on their menu were like beer and Mexican soda. And my sister-in-law.
Cucumber soda.
Say what?
Cucumber soda.
No. So my sister-in-law asked, he's like, do you have Coke or Diet Coke? And the waitress said, with a straight face, mind you, said, we don't sell commercial sodas here, but we had a party last night where they had some. I can go and look downstairs and see if there was some left over from that.
Because all the staff likes to drink regular drinks. So when we have parties, we bring in the good stuff, but we only serve shit to our customer. No, it reminds me of that LA, the place that we went
exactly.
to have breakfast.
Sorry,
well, mm-hmm. we don't have the mass produced, right. you know, commercially, right. you know, whatever.
But here's the thing. This is the only restaurant I've ever been to in my life where they didn't have iced tea. They only had hot tea. They didn't have iced tea. And I'm just like, do you have iced tea? No, we don't. Can I get a hot tea and a glass of ice?
Yeah.
And it took her like a good 15 seconds to like process that.
Well, now iced tea just is a Southern thing, and you do now live in a Northern state.
It doesn't matter. It was a warm spring day. It was 80 degrees outside. I wanted a cool and refreshing beverage.
Did they have kombucha?
Beverage.
Apparently that's beverage. A hipster drink.
Beverage. That just sounds funny now. Beverage. So we were there. And no, I don't believe they had kombucha. We were there in Park Slopes. And I'm going to tell you this, Adam. You've never met my brother.
No.
So my brother, who's 3 years older than me, we grew up together. And we both
are you like Joey and have a brother that's like 10 times hotter than you are?
No, there's no possible way. So he's 3 years older than me, but he's, I found out this thing that I did not know about him, which is, it makes sense now thinking back. Like I oftentimes, Vera Charles will say to me, she will say, I can't believe how fast you can pick up on a television theme song. Like when during the birthday segment, when Adam plays a theme song, you immediately are like, oh my God, that is the theme to, you know, Dukes of Hazzard or whatever. It's like, you know it within three notes. So my brother also knows that. And we both have the same annoying habit of just whistling or humming those things as we're walking around. So Syra, which is my sister-in-law, Syra brought her sister this year, Saida, with her. And so Syra and Saida are both there just tortured. They're being tortured all day long because every single thing that we do ends up in, you know, some kind of stupid jingle off of TV or some television theme song that we're just like sitting there whistling and humming back and forth. It's hard to explain, but I never knew that about my brother. It's just like that apparently Syra has been suffering silently for years, decades about having this thing.
I'm pretty good at TV themes. I like TV theme songs. Actually,
no, Adam, I mean, I'm talking about like literally like in the middle of a sentence, just going, my baloney has a first name. It's,
well, I don't do that, but I'm saying I can pick up a TV theme song, but I don't think that the theme songs nowadays are as catchy or memorable as the ones from some of the older television shows.
I'm just saying, it was very annoying. We had a lovely day. We went to Prospect Park. Which is the second biggest park in New York. So it was a lovely day in the park. It was a gorgeous day. It was absolutely gorgeous day. The one thing that jumped out at me, and I wish I would have taken a picture of this, is I'm from Florida, right? I'm from Florida. I'm near the ocean. So I'm used to people going to the ocean and laying around or whatever. It's weird to me to see people laying in the grass, just like, you know, bringing a blanket, just like in the middle of the park and like laying there in the middle of the park. But they do this up here, right? They just lay in the middle of a park. Like that's their thing to do. Like just lay out in the middle of the park. This one guy was laying in the...
Sun tanning maybe?
All right. But he brought a blanket with him. He clearly rode there on his bike because right behind him was his bike turned upside down, right? So his bike was turned upside down and was like back behind him. He was laying on a blanket. He had a book that he was reading and he had earbuds in and he was listening to whatever he was listening to on his iPod. And I'm just like, what the fuck? This guy like rode to the park on his bike, puts down a blanket so that he doesn't come into contact with nature, reads a book so he doesn't have to look at nature, and then shoves shit in his ear so he doesn't have to hear nature. It's like, why didn't he just stay home with the windows open? I mean, really, at this point in time, all you're really enjoying is the breeze. I mean, if you're not looking around and you're not listening and you're, you know, and you're not like touching the grass, it's like, then what are you doing? What is the point of this?
Well, you know, he's like, it's a lovely day, and I understand what you're saying, but maybe he's just suntan. Maybe he's sunbathing. What, was he shirtless? Was it a sunny day?
He could have been. He was very cute. That's why I was staring at him. But yes, he could have been. He could have been shirtless, but he wasn't. He wasn't.
Oh, okay.
So then we were at Prospect Park, and we found the world's fastest carousel. Like the world's fastest carousel. It was playing a monkey song.
How many miles per hour is that?
Oh, it was fast. I mean, it's like the centrifugal force on the, like, you couldn't sit on the outside of this carousel or you would get thrown off of it. I mean, it was like, it was going really fast. It was just like, what was that song? That's from Sesame Street. It's from Sesame Street. Sing a song. Sing a song. It was literally, it was like, sing a song, sing a potential, make it strong. Blah, blah, blah. It was like the thing was going really fast. I didn't write on it. I just tried to take a picture of it. And every picture I took from that thing was just blurry.
On a merry-go-round?
I've ridden on many merry-go-rounds.
Yeah. Well, so that was the thing, right? So you'd have all your friends get on the merry-go-round and then somebody would run really, 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 really fast, pushing it, right? And then you'd jump on, and you'd be going really fast.
Yes.
And it would you'd all have to, I don't know which way it pushes you, but just exactly like what you're saying.
Right, the centrifugal force. It would throw you out. It would throw you away from the center of it, yes. Exactly. But it was a very fast, it was like, all I could picture was Bob from Sesame Street, just like, you know, like singing that song like really fast. It was really, so we went there, and so we're in Brooklyn, and we decided, you know what, we're in Brooklyn. We should go to the original Junior's Cheesecake in Brooklyn. So we figured out where that was. We got into the subway and we went to the original Junior's Cheesecake place. Did you and I have Junior's Cheesecake when we were in New York?
I don't think we did, but every time you bring up Junior's Cheesecake, I tell you, there's this guy that was on the radio in New York that was always like peddling Junior's Cheesecake. I can't remember the guy's name.
That's because I'm telling you, I'm not shitting here. I'm not being, you know, smart ass or whatever. If you ever, anyone in within the sound of my voice, if you ever go to New York City, you must have Junior's Cheesecake. You must have cheesecake from Junior's Cheesecake. And Big Fatty will back me up on this because he and I had cheesecake there. I had this time the apple crumble cheesecake. So it was an apple crumble cheesecake.
I think you can mail order that.
You can, actually. But you can't get, I mean, this is fresh. I mean, this is like made there fresh. Here's the thing. I want all of the fat people in listening to me right now. I want all of the fat people, myself included. I want you to, oh my God, I'm watering. My mouth is watering now just thinking about this, Adam. All right. I want you to get this thought in your mind. Think about a really hot, crispy McDonald's apple pie, like the old style deep fried McDonald's apple pie with that crust, you know, that really crispy, snappy little pockety crust and the gorgeous like apple and cinnamon filling that was in between it. Now, on top of that, put the most decadent fucking cheesecake that you've ever had in your life. And then on top of that, put strudel, like, you know, just like that, a nice, you know, a nice strudel on top of that. That is what the Junior Cheesecake, the Junior Apple Crumble Cheesecake is like. It's absolutely fucking delicious. Oh my God, I can't even describe. It was so good. It was just so good.
I don't see an apple crumble cheesecake on the... Yes, no. I do. Is it? There's an apple crumb cheesecake. Is that what it was called?
Yes, that's probably it.
Apple crumb cheesecake. You can get it right now. It's on sale for $31.95 on the website.
But if that gets sent to you frozen, because I've sent people Junior's Cheesecake from New York, and it's still good. Don't get me wrong. It's still good cheesecake. But when you're in New York and you can actually go to the bakery and they bring you a fresh slice of their cheesecake, it is beyond... Like when Fatty was here, he got the strawberry shortcake cheesecake and I got the carrot cake cheesecake that time that I was here, which is also amazing.
So it says, each Junior's Cheesecake arrives in a special protective Stay Fresh container, guaranteeing freshness. Standard shipping is via 2-day service.
Just hold on to that thought real quick. Let's see who this is.
Yeah, hi guys. I'm Dee Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. You'll probably not want this one, but Margaret Dunning, 104-year-old car enthusiast, legend in her own lifetime, passed away May 19th. Bye.
I have no idea who that Do you have any idea who that is?
Wait, which one was that? I wasn't even
Margaret
listening.
Dunning. What? She's just like some old lady that liked cars.
No, I don't know
yeah,
who that is.
Yeah, no, sorry. Thank you, though, for calling RT Cruiser. We do love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We do love you. Anyway, so we went to Junior's Cheesecake. And then, Adam, after we left Junior's Cheesecake, we went back into the city. And when I say city at this point, I'm just saying Manhattan. So we went back over to Manhattan. We were like, you know what? There's cruises that they do along the river, right? The Hudson River like surrounds Manhattan, and there's like cruises you can take there. They're really cheap. You can get on, you know, these little ships that do these nighttime twilight cruises around. Let's go and do one of those. So we went down and we got on the little water taxi and did a lovely little evening cruise around Manhattan, which was gorgeous. It takes you under the three bridges, right? The Brooklyn Bridge, the something bridge, and the Washington Bridge. I don't remember what they are. They do the initials BMW because they told us on the thing. You can remember the order of the bridges because it spells out BMW. But it was like we went under the Brooklyn Bridge and then we went all around. It was like it was a lovely twilight tour of Manhattan. And then my week, you know, that was my evening. It was great. It was wonderful.
It sounds fantastic. You know, all you're missing is like, I don't even know what you're missing. You're missing something, but sounds fantastic.
It was. It was a great weekend at the in Manhattan. I mean, a great day. I didn't spend the night. I just came in for the day. It was a great thing. And here's the thing. Adam, I don't normally talk about this on the show, but the night before I had gone on a date.
A date?
Right. Yes. The night before I went on a date to the Mohegan Sun Casino, which is up here in Connecticut, which not to be confused with the Morongo Casino, which is where Auntie Vera Charles is. No, but I went to the Mohegan Sun Casino and we were going to eat at the Bar America, which you've eaten at, Bar America, Bobby Flay's steak restaurant. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Yes. So we get there before, right?
Yeah.
And there was only like one space at the craps table. So he went and played craps for a little while. And then he was like, oh, well, I've taken up all the time. Like, is there anything you want to play? And I'm like, I'll sit down and I'll play a hand or two of Let It Ride. Because we got like 30 minutes before dinner, right?
How old was this guy?
Does it matter, Adam? Does it matter? Clearly, we're in a casino. He's old enough to be in a casino. So we went to the Let It Ride table. I sat down. I pulled a straight flush on the top three, which I had a $10 bet on, which is 40-1. So I won $400, and then pulled two pairs on the back end. So I actually ended up winning about $500.
So you let it ride.
I did. What I'm trying to tell you, Adam, is that the entire dinner was free. I got like a $150 bottle of wine and stuff because of whatever. What the fuck? It was free. So we had a great time. It was a great Memorial Day weekend.
With the 21-year-old, you let it ride.
All right, he is not 21. He's 29.
Pulled two pairs out of his back end or something like that.
I pulled two pairs out of my back end. What? You're not listening to the story. It really is. Dr. Ken, by the way, Dr. Ken is in the chat room. He's from the Starboard Power Coupling, which is the...
Hi, Dr. Ken.
It's the Star Trek show. They're going to be on the Pride 48 weekend in June in our big
welcome,
event.
Welcome.
And, yeah. I have completely, you know, like talked over you. What is it that you did on your Memorial Day?
Well, it's going to be really short and sweet because not much. Let me tell you people. After this phone call.
Wow, that's so weird that would happen when you were about to say that.
Hey, Dubious Intent guys. It's Zombie Girl TJ and calling for the celebrity death phone, John Forbes Nash Jr., the man about whom the movie A Beautiful Mind was written, and his wife, Alicia, dead Saturday. What day was that?
Saturday?
22nd? No,
Saturday. It was Saturday.
23rd.
Saturday.
Dead Saturday, May 23rd, on the New Jersey Turnpike, tried to... Half a Chrysler in the center lane crashed into the guardrail, killed them both. John Forbes Nash Jr. Goodbye, beautiful mind.
You know Archie Cruz already beat you to that, right?
Girl's gotta try.
That was TJ from the Brain Hammered podcast. You know, here's the thing. People drove by that particular wreck and they went, oh, what a beautiful stain. Too soon, I'm sure. All right, yes, thank you, TJ. You are indeed, you do win that entry into our contest there. Yeah, so, I don't know. Can someone in the chat room help Dr. Ken? He tried to make his name Dr. Ken, but I don't think you can have a space. I think you have to be like Dr. _ Ken. So you can do like slash Nick like Dr. _ 10, Ken, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm old. And Mark and I had just gone to L.A. like a couple of weeks. So
you know,
you
should have talked about that. That would have been great for you to talk about on the show, like your trip to L.A.
I should have, right?
Yeah, you should have.
We went to L.A. and then I had to go to St. Louis the next weekend. And it was a like whirlwind trip to St. Louis.
The only city in the country with a handle.
6 a.m, got home at 8 or 9 at night. Really short. I mean, it's like a 5.5 hour drive from here. We drove there, did my little thing that I needed to do, and drove back.
Adam, what was that little thing you needed to do there?
I had an appointment that I needed to take care of. So I did that. And then the next weekend was Memorial Day weekend.
It seems like you feel rushed about this. You're just kind of, you know.
No, that was preface.
You're rushing through the story, Adam. It's like you went there.
Yeah,
there must have been some reason to go to, there must have been some reason.
But we had a show that week. I'm sure I talked about it. Go back and listen to the show before, because we had a show that weekend. So I'm sure that I talked all about St. Louis. Don't want to bore people with St. Louis again. So fast forward to the next weekend, which was Memorial Day. And I'm old. I had done 2 trips in a row. Mm-hmm. And Mark's friends, I don't know why we say Mark's friends, but I mean, I'm friends with them as well, but they started out as his friends, just like he calls the Pride 48 people Adam's friends, you know, same deal.
Well, they are, because they hate mittens.
But so they had planned a trip to go to Galveston, but it's like a 10-hour drive. And then to be there for like a day.
Matter of fact, I once heard that he actually doesn't refer to them. I shouldn't be telling this. I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I once heard that he doesn't actually refer to the Pride 48 people as your friends. He refers to them as Jenny Craig porn stars.
I don't think he's ever said that.
I think so.
I don't know. Has he said that? Maybe he said it to you. I don't recall him saying it to him. Don't set him up for everyone to hate him when he's probably going this year. But anyway, so they were going to go to Galveston, and he doesn't like to waste a 3-day weekend. Like, he wants to do something. So I lost my train of thought. But anyway, I did not want to take a 10-hour drive to be on some dirty, nasty beach for a day. Because Galveston, let me tell you, Galveston is not worth.
No, unless you're one of our listeners in Galveston, in which case it's a wonderful place. Absolutely
white,
wonderful
sandy
place.
Beach. It's great. It's
crystal. It is like powdered sugar on the floor, on the ground. It's amazing.
So they were doing that, and I'm like,
in fact, if you can get past the incest, it's a great place. The people are wonderful.
I'm like, you can go. Go with your friends. I will just stay home because I'll relax. I'll catch up on all my TV shows, my stories. I'll, you know, read.
I'll finish editing the video from last year at Pride 48 in Vegas.
No, didn't do that. But anyway, so he went and I stayed home. But Friday night after he left, about 15 minutes after he left, I thought, you know, Adam, you know what would be really good right now? Because that's what I do when I'm alone. I talk to I say, you know, Adam. And then I respond, yes, Adam. What would be really good tonight is...
Orgasm?
Is Whataburger.
Oh, Whataburger.
And I was all alone. So I got in the car and I drove to Tulsa.
Is this one of those, because I saw that new, I know you watch Food Network, and they had this new show called Guilty Pleasures or whatever. And David Alan Greer was talking about this Reuben that he gets that he eats in the car on the way home and is so fucking messy that he literally just has to change his clothes by the time he gets home. So are you going to say that you were by yourself, which means it must be a messy fucking burger. Did you get the Whataburger with the triple Whataburger with the ranch dressing or something like that? Something crazy?
No, I just got my normal. So I drove, but I went to the nicest Whataburger in Tulsa because I've been
That's saying a lot. That's saying a lot.
Yeah. Well, I've been to a few of them, and there's one. It's a little bit further away from me, but it's a newer building and it's nicer. So I went to this Whataburger. I had my normal, which is a double.
Yes.
With cheese, yes. Mm-hmm. Double mm-hmm. cheese, ketchup, mustard, pickle, onion. Mm-hmm. 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 I had 2 large fries because, you know, what the hell? I mean, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend. So I did that, and I was gonna order another one and bring it home with me. But I was so full after that, I didn't. I thought that's just too much. There were some really hot high school guys in there eating.
Yeah, yeah. They were in there eating.
Yeah, they were hot. Anyway, so I did that. The next day.
I don't know what this means. So you went to the best little Whataburger in Texas.
I did. No, it was in Tulsa. Oh.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, yeah. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's just a little bitty That's where I went.
And there was a bunch of hot high school guys there.
Yeah. Anyway, it was very good. It was very good.
You know, I ate at Whataburger once. And let me tell you this, Adam. I know you like it. Let me tell you this. I almost vomited.
You know.
I almost vomited. That's how bad it was.
Was the lettuce actually crispy?
No. The lettuce was wilted and the meat was like not fresh at all. And what I almost vomited. Even though I eat hamburgers all the time and it was basically just a hamburger, which I should have liked. No, Adam, I almost vomited.
Well, that happens sometimes. You should try In-N-Out sometime.
No, I don't.
That'll also make you vomit. So,
Wait. We have a newbie in the chat room. Oh, my God. A newbie in the chat room. He's never heard of. He's asking, are we saying Whataburger? No, Josh Duggar. Cute name, by the way. No, what we are saying is Whataburger. This is a name of a burger chain that is exclusive to the southeastern United States, much like In-N-Out is the West Coast chain. So it is Whataburger. So take the three separate words, what a burger, and smush them all together, and then add in a country accent, like a southern accent, and you have Whataburger. That's what we're talking about, is Whataburger.
Yeah. And look, I have never said that it's the best burger in the world. I've said it's my favorite burger. Everyone else may hate it. I don't care if you hate it or not.
Still, you upset a few people with the In-N-Out comment.
Well,
okay. I mean, just saying, look, Adam, it was basically, you don't have to like the In-N-Out burger, but basically it is a burger and you like burgers, so it couldn't have made you vomit. I mean,
it was bad. That particular burger was not good.
Then you should have sent it back because, I mean, for God's sakes, they sell burgers there. You like burgers.
It was like the onion, like had little pieces of the onion peel in it. I bit down on the onion and it was like the skin of the onion. I couldn't chew it. I had to like pull it out. It was like wrapper.
Uh-oh.
The texture.
People are telling me that Whataburger is not exclusive to the Southeast, that there are Whataburgers at the place.
And I've had burgers that were as good, like actually at that Plan Check place that we went to with Joe, the burger there I liked as much as I like Whataburger, but this is my favorite fast food burger. It's my guilty pleasure. Anyway.
Fine. So let's get off. We're clearly in the weeds here, Adam. Let's stop.
Oh, I did want to say one thing. The Whataburger here in Rogers, Arkansas, they have now dug the foundation and there's a sign that says Whataburger coming soon. I'm going to take a selfie in front of it. But anyway.
Are you super excited?
I am so excited. I don't have to drive to Tulsa anymore.
By the time you come to Vegas, will you be like 600 pounds?
Maybe. Well, I don't know when they're going to finish. The latest news article I read said they take 3 to 6 months from starting construction to opening.
I don't know. Because I've seen those Whataburger buildings and they are basically just big lean-tos. They're basically like a teepee. With a
not the new ones, but anyway, I don't know why it takes so long, but whatever. So I don't know when they're going to finish. They just now have dug out the foundation, so who knows? The next day, I went to this town called Flippin, where, and I've probably mentioned it before. My family my mom's side of the family own a house there. It's near this river where people go canoeing and stuff like that. And I went to see some family members who had gathered there. And the only thing I want to say about this is why. Do we have to take a trip with all of my relatives? We have to get in the car and we have to go to like three different cemeteries. Not Flipper, Flippin.
Oh, Flippin.
Flippin. Yeah. Sorry. So my grandma wants to visit like every. Oh, yeah. Well, Uncle Elrod or whoever, you know, was buried over in blah, blah, blah. And we had this whole conversation about how, oh, they were so upset because some relative didn't get a flag on their grave, you know, because a Memorial Day weekend, all the people who've been in the service are supposed to get these flags on their
Letterman.
Grave.
Letterman pulls like, oh, the L off of the conversation and makes it a fag. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And so they were having this whole conversation about how they need to pay more. They need to start donating to this fund, you know, the cemetery fund every year or whatever, so that their relative gets a flag on their grave. And then we take a photo, like a family photo, in front of the grave.
Oh, my God.
Of one of the. Now,
it's all about Dan. Right? Just posted that photo in the chat room. I don't know if you can see this or not, but it is that is uncanny. That was actually in front of the grave.
Yeah, exactly. There weren't that many of us there, but
neighbors and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I tried to get out of the photo. I thought I don't want my photo taken in front of a gravestone. Why do you do that? I don't even understand.
Because?
Have you ever had your photo taken in front of a gravestone?
Oh, I'm sure I have at some point. I don't know what, I can't immediately think of what gravestone it would be, but I'm sure I have.
They're like, it's a tradition, Adam. You need to get in the photo. I'm like, I don't want to have my picture.
Wait, this is a tradition? Have you ever heard of this before? Or is this like, to me, it cannot be a tradition if I've never heard of it before.
Well, I've never been involved in that tradition, but anyway, so that was basically my weekend. Sunday, I didn't do anything. I slept most of the afternoon. Monday, I don't even know what I did on Monday.
Hold on. So there was no casino where you won $500. There was no Staten Island Ferry, Junior Cheesecake, Prospect Park. Like the fastest carousel in the world. None of this.
Nothing. I went to Whataburger, and then I had my picture taken in front of a gravestone.
Wow.
That's it.
Your weekend sucked.
Doesn't that sound exciting?
I know that sucks. Your weekend sucked.
Actually, but it was a very relaxing weekend because I didn't do much, and that's what I wanted. So that was fine.
I really want to move on, but I see you have another thing here.
We can move on. That's fine. We don't have to talk about that.
Fine. We will not talk about that. Instead, we will talk about this.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it.
DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Leo Laporte. Stay tuned for the new segment to find out why.
Probably no one will find that interesting at all except for us.
Which?
The Leo Laporte story.
No, you know what? I think I can make it relevant. Anyway, here's the thing, Adam. You, as we alluded to at the beginning of the show, got your Amazon Echo, which I have mine on pre-order still. I have not gotten a date. But you actually have your Amazon. You guys can't see the video of Adam, but he is waving it around very phallically right now. He is waving it around as if it is a large, thick, black cock in front of him. In fact, would you describe that? I think if you've never seen the Amazon Echo, it is a large, like what, like 10 or 12 inch tall cylindrical
thing. It's a thicker version of a Pringles can is the shape.
Okay.
So it's about the same height of a Pringles can, and it's cylindrical, but it's slightly thicker than that.
Yep.
And there's a speaker along the bottom, so you'd have little holes all around the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That's a speaker. And then the top has holes for the microphone, and there's a ring around the top that's a light.
Yep.
And basically what it is, and someone has posted a picture of it, it is a sort of it's like Siri or OK Google or whatever you want to say.
That's
Amazon's version of that. My phone just went off. But anyway, so and it's going to become, I think really where it's going to be really useful is they are opening up they have a developer, an SDK for this, and they're going to let developers start developing apps and other things that will work along with it.
I want you to try this because I think this will work. All right. So tell Alexa to play TuneIn Radio Pride 48.
Yes, that does work. Alexa. Play Pride 48 on TuneIn Radio.
Pride 48 on TuneIn.
Play Pride 48 on TuneIn Radio. Alexa.
Pride 48.
Stop.
Okay. So there, that was them playing because we were on a 7 second delay. So
yeah. So Alexa can play anything from your Prime, your Amazon Prime library. If you're a Prime member, anything that's on Amazon. So if you're a Prime member, any music that's in Amazon Music will automatically play. You can play TuneIn. You can play, if you ask for the news, you can pick from several different news websites and she will read you the daily news, like a summary. You can ask simple things like, the weather, temperature, you can set alarms. You can, I will say the question part of it, like where you can just ask questions, is not as good as Google.
Here's the thing that
gets
me.
At all.
Right. No, it isn't. But here's the thing that gets me. And I know you and I are going to disagree on this because you don't believe me when I say these things. But I'm so tired of all of these different devices when they make the videos, like explaining them or whatever. They're the most misogynistic fucking videos in the world. Have you ever noticed that all the women are always like doing things like, Alexa, how many teaspoons are in a cup? It's just like, because that's all women can do is bake, right? It's like the men are asking the questions. The men are asking questions like, you know, like, oh, what was the sports team score last night or whatever? It's just like, here, I'll play you the video for the Alexa here.
What is it?
You'll see.
Is it for me?
It's for everyone. It's called Amazon Echo.
How's it going?
I'm just finishing up right now.
I've put wrapping paper on your shopping list.
Wait, shopping and to-do list.
Alexa, add wrapping paper to the shopping list.
I've put wrapping paper on your shopping list.
Because, of course, it has to be the woman that does that. It can't be a guy. It's got to be the woman that does the shopping. And then
Alexa, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
1 tablespoon equals 3 teaspoons.
Thank you, because I'm a stupid woman. It's just like, it really annoys me the way that they like, you wonder why there's less women in technology. It's because we basically treat them like they're stupid.
Yeah. So Alexa, yes, I agree with you, but she can, you do have a shopping list. She can add stuff to the shopping list. I think you can order stuff or you can reorder stuff, that you've ordered before.
Yes, if you're a Prime member. Yes. If you're a Prime member, you can. Yes.
You can. Anyway, eventually she will be able to tell you sports scores, but I don't think they've implemented that yet. Another cool thing that she can do that's going to get better over time is home automation. I have some Belkin Wemo plugs that I have like for some lamps in the living room and stuff like that. I can tell her to turn the lights on or turn the lights off or things like that, and she will do that as well. And that's only going to get better. So eventually they're going to have IFTTT.
Yep. So Blind Guy Jay in the chat room is saying that he, you can order and you can also check your calendar with that. Okay. And All About Dan is asking, can you change Alexa? Yes. You don't have to keep the name Alexa.
You can change it to Amazon. That's it.
Oh, I thought you could change it.
No, just
I was
Alexa
led
or
to believe
Amazon.
In other places you can change it to something else.
Nope. Just those two choices. At least right now. But anyway, I think so.
Can you change her from a female? Dr. Ken was
no, you can't change the voice.
Okay. And here's the other thing that's important to remember. This is all cloud-based stuff. So it's like really what this is a cylinder with microphones and speakers that is running software from a cloud, which means that they can update the software without you having to update the hardware. I mean, it's like, so all of this processing is actually being done off-site, which is the behind-the-scenes technical part of that. It's like Amazon is using their AWS platform back behind the scenes to do all the processing on this. So it's like there's very little processing going on inside this actual unit. So they can add new features and add new things to it without you having to replace the hardware, which is kind of cool.
So one downside I see is, not a downside, but one kind of negative. If you have her playing music and you have the volume up on the music, she can no longer hear you.
Yeah.
So you pretty much have to use the remote to stop the music.
Yeah.
Because I was screaming at her the other day. I mean, I was like, Alexa! You know, she could not hear me. I was like right up in her face going, screaming at her, and she couldn't hear me. Mm-hmm. So if you use her to play music and you have the volume up, you won't be able to stop it. And the other thing is, she's pretty good at hearing you, but I would like the ability to have more than one. If I was really going to use this and have them in different rooms, or at least microphones that I could, you know, on Wi-Fi or something that I could put in different rooms, because I would like to, like the home automation stuff, I'm not always going to be in the studio, you know, or if I want to ask what the weather is or whatever, you know. So if it's truly going to be a home assistant sort of thing, and maybe they will. I mean, right now, because it's only on invite only and all that, maybe you'll be able to buy multiple Echoes and like link them together.
All right, here we go, Adam. Let's do this because, you know, it's sitting right there next to you and people want to have some questions. Let's play this game. Let's play this game. It is now time to ask Alexa a question. Just post a question in the chat room and Adam will ask Alexa and we will see how badly she fails. So
she sucks at questions.
No. It's okay. So I want to see. We got to wait like 7 seconds here. So
I can ask her an easy one. Alexa, what's the temperature outside?
In Bentonville, there's an aerial flood warning in effect until 9 a.m. Monday, June 1st. The current weather is 64 degrees with cloudy skies. Tonight, you can look for cloudy skies moving in and out, and a low of 54 degrees.
Alexa, thank you.
Okay. Okay.
You're welcome.
Now here we go. So drunken Ken wants to know, Alexa, what is your sexual orientation?
Alexa, What is your sexual orientation?
This isn't a conversation I'm capable of having.
Alexa, how much money are the Koch brothers worth?
Alexa, how much money are the Koch brothers worth?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard.
Alexa, yeah. Does my titty size really matter to men?
Alexa, does my titty size really matter to men? Yeah, that she didn't even respond to at all. Just boom.
Alexa, where is the nearest Whataburger?
Alexa, where is the nearest Whataburger?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question either.
It's very, you know, it's very limited at the moment. Pretty much play music. Alexa, read me the news.
Here's your flash briefing in BBC News from TuneIn.
BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The United States Senate has failed to prevent the expiry.
Stop.
All right, so Alexa, how long does an erection have to be to please my boyfriend?
Alexa, how long does an erection have to be to please my boyfriend?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question. I heard.
All right, great.
Alexa, tell me a joke.
Why do elephants paint their toenails red? To hide in cherry trees.
All right, great. That's actually. Thank God.
Alexa, turn off the living room lights.
Oh, wait. Okay. I'm sorry. We have a death phone call coming in here that I have to, like, you know, stop everything. Why is this not working? All right, let's get to our death phone call, shall we? Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Archie Cruiser to the Celebrity Death Phone. Actress and comedian Anne Meara, dead at 85. Bye.
Anne Meara?
Yeah, so she is the... she counts, so we should give that to him. Mm-hmm. And she is the mom of Ben Stiller, and she's married. She was married to that other Stiller guy.
Jerry, perhaps.
And they were both on, I think, were they on Seinfeld together? They played the parents?
Yes.
Of George or something like that?
Yes.
She is famous.
She was also Mrs. Potato Head in Toy Story, right?
Maybe. I don't know that, but that could very well could be.
I'm doing a Google search for Ben Stiller. Now. Let's see. No, that's not the same woman.
I guess I could ask Alexa if she knows.
Alexa, is Anne Meara?
Alexa, who is Anne Meara?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
She doesn't know. Wow, she sucks.
Yeah, she's not. You can't ask her questions.
Let's go. I'm looking through her list of things here. I think, who was it that did the I thought that the wife on Seinfeld was the one that did the voice. It wasn't, though. It was somebody else. All right, it's fine. Did you pack my angry eyes? Okay. R.T. Cruiser is saying she didn't play George's mom. That would have been the voice of...
I thought there was some show where the two played some husband and wife together.
Do me a favor. Do me a question. Ask Alexa how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon.
Alexa, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
1 tablespoon equals 3 teaspoons.
Okay. I just want to remember there was that Samuel L. Jackson iPhone commercial where he asked like a question like, how do you make gazpacho? And in reality, if you ask Siri that, she didn't understand what gazpacho was. So it was like the commercial was completely faked because if you had an iPhone, it would. So I just want to make sure that they didn't fall prey to that. So clearly they didn't.
So ultimately, I really like the Echo mainly for where I see it being able to go. I think that Google could have just as easily done something like this. I would love to see a device from Google that
sit
in the room.
Yeah, on This Week in Google this past week, they were talking about maybe some kind of interface to the Chromecast to do that. But yeah, I mean, Google Now is what I do all of my stuff with right now. And granted, I live in a Google universe, right? So I have an Android phone. Right. I have Chromebooks around the house. So if I say, oh, okay, Google, like 9 things light up, right?
It's like, yeah. If Google put out something that did something like Alexa does, I think it would be much smarter and be able to do much more right out of the box. If you use Gmail and all, like it could just randomly pipe up and say, Adam, reminder, you have an appointment at 5 o'clock you have stayed at the station tonight.
And I've not tried this, but let's just go back to the one of the questions in the chat room earlier. I can ask Google, it's like, how much are the Koch brothers worth? She tried to talk and then she didn't. Charles and David Koch hit a milestone on Wednesday as a $1.3 billion boost to their collective fortunes and their net worth to above $100 billion. She was going to read that, but I don't know why it cut off. But it took me to the webpage that showed me that. I don't know what that was. It was weird.
Alexa will do some of that, but you really have to pick the right person. Like if you ask her who is Barack Obama, she knows that.
Yeah.
You know, I tried that question.
He's a black man and he scares me. All right, then I think we're ready to do this.
Yep.
By the way, Estelle Harris was the voice of Miss Potato Head.
Oh, okay. All right. So this is the one that no one may know this person, but you and I. So Leo Laporte, a gadget man who hosts a few various internet and TV talk shows.
Gadget man.
Has tried to be a friendly face to help out people get comfortable with technology. Well, this week, he maybe got a little too comfortable and gave us a not-so-family-friendly show when he accidentally showed off a not-safe-for-work dick pic. It happened during his Sunday Tech Guy show when he attempted to show off Apple's new photo app. He went through the features as any mundane tech help video would when he made the mistake and clicked on his photo library. Laporte brought up all of his imported images, you know, family, friends, holidays, and the occasional erect penis. He was asked what happened with the gaffe, and he claimed that trolls photoshopped the image.
That was stupid of him to do, right? Here's the thing. And you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm like, I don't know if you saw Google I/O this past week.
Yes, I did.
So they rolled out a new Google Photos, so if you have an iPhone or an Android, either one, you can go to Google Photos. I have an Android, so all of my photos are already uploaded to Google Photos. But they've added like so many new features. Like you can actually pinch and then zoom out so that you can scroll through your photos by month and year instead of like going by day to scroll down. So like if you know something happened 3 years ago, you can pinch out and then scroll up 3 years and then pinch back in. You can actually now contextually search your photos. So if you type in search, you know, if you hit the search button and you type in cats, it'll show you the pictures of your cats, or the pictures of your dogs. Like, yep. And it'll also, when you hit search, it'll show you the people that you most often have in your photos. By the way, Adam, fun fact, you're number two on my list. It's like when I hit search person, you're actually the second face that shows up there. So I can click on you and I can see all the pictures of Adam that I've taken over the past year, you know, over the past 10 years or whatever that I've been doing this. But the one thing that still remains glaringly absent from all of these photo, you know, organizing programs is the ability to hide a fucking photo. I hate this. As a single gay man who has pictures of my dick and ass.
Yes.
It pisses me off that I can't hide those photos. It's like, if you want to be the collecting all photos of the universe, you know, tool for me, great. I don't want to delete those pictures of my dick or ass. Fine. I'm happy to have them. I just don't want them to show up on my phone when other people are scrolling through it, right? It's like, why in 2015 can I not just hide a goddamn photo? You know, that is like, I don't want you to keep this in my, I don't want you to delete it, but I don't want you to show this picture. And this is basically what happened to Leo Laporte, right? He basically took a picture of his dick and it was in his photo stream. And just like any of us, and if this has never happened to you, then you're just not a single person or you're old, whatever. But it's like you scroll through your photos
right
in front of some straight coworker or whatever. And there's like, you're feverishly like scrolling past it because there's a picture, you know, some inappropriate picture. It doesn't have to be your dick. It could be another person's dick. It could be another person's ass that you got off a scruff or whatever, that because it gets saved down to your phone, gets uploaded to your photo bin. Right. And it's just like, so you're like scrolling past these things really fast. It's like, it really annoys me that this isn't like a feature, because I want every photo that comes across my phone to be backed up in the cloud, because that way when I'm at my computer, I can pull those things up. When I go to my other things. Oh, Nyazamamadou says she just doesn't keep dick pics. You know what? It's my personal phone. I want to keep dick pics.
And if you're a single guy,
right, it's my God-given right to keep dick pics.
It's not always convenient to take a new picture of your dick. Your dick doesn't really, it looks the same. And if you're single and you're like on Grindr or whatever the case may be, people are going to ask for a photo of that.
Right.
Well, you need to keep it in a place that's easily, you can easily get to that, you know, and show them.
Here's the thing. It's just, so what happened is, Leo accidentally showed this dick pic on the air. You got to remember that Leo Laporte on This Week in Tech, which is twit.tv. So it's a live streaming tech network that happens all the time. He used his own personal account to demonstrate something on his show. And the screenshot just happened to briefly, for like no more than 2 or 3 seconds, it was there.
Yeah.
And people screen grabbed it and then reposted it on the internet in order to embarrass him and whatnot. And he overreacted. He basically said, I'm going to shut down the chat room. I'm going to shut down the...
They've backpedaled on that.
They have. They have backpedaled on this now. But the thing that I wanted to point out is, you know what? The same things happen to us here. And I think it's just a byproduct of the internet. I think the internet, there's two things that happen. By the way, your video cut out. What happened?
Why? I turned it off because I think I may be having internet issues tonight.
You're fine.
Some people in the chat room said I was cutting out, and you were very choppy and pixelated to me, and I didn't want to cut out off the recording. Is my audio fine?
Yeah, your audio is fine.
Oh, okay. Fine. Well, I'll turn it back on.
But I'm just going to say, here's the thing that gets me. Let's see. I got to find this thing because I'm kind of...
I just want to say, while you're finding something, I've said this millions of times, I don't even like to show people, like, vacation photos because, like... Because, you know, I don't want to do that thing like Leo did where I'm, hey, look, here's the picture of, you know, Galveston Beach. Here's the picture of, oh, there's a, oh, 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 let me get past that, you know. So I have to, like, if I'm going to show my mom a picture, I have to find the picture first and show her that one photo.
Yep. So Dr. Ken in the chat room is saying that he has a separate photo app that requires a password. But the point is that the overwhelming majority of the photos that I take are FW, right? They're safe for work. They're like pictures of flowers and things and my trip to New York and whatever. I want to show those things, but it's like, I also want the ability as an adult to like take a naked photo and hide it somehow. And that's the thing that's really lacking to me right now. Anyway, so Leo like overreacted, said he's cutting off the live chat room. He's cutting off the thing. And I sympathized with the guy. I don't know how you felt about this, Adam, but I sympathized with the guy. Like we started off in the pre-show tonight about me talking about how I am no longer... Well, I'm not no longer. This year, I'm like being totally behind the scenes at Pride 48. Like I'm not.
Yes.
So I'm not on the state of the station. I'm not going to be on the stage in Vegas. I'm going to just be totally behind the scenes. Like I'm still going to do all the same work, but I'm just going to not be up on stage because it has gotten to the point where everything is, it's like Leo does this live streaming thing like 24 hours a day. And it's like, and people like jump all over his shit for stupid things. But it's kind of like one of those things where it really becomes very intrusive and annoying so that everything you say is under some kind of a microscope. And I can totally understand his whole concept of like his whole reaction to the whole thing of like, I just want to stop doing this. I just want to like never, you know, I never want to do this again. Like I'll give you an example. There was one weekend before New Year's when we were, Big Fatty was coming up to visit, right? So Big Fatty was going to be here New Year's weekend. And we were, so he was on DEI Plus with us that week.
Uh-huh.
And Toppy Smelly was in the chat room and we were talking about, oh, we'll come up to, you know, we'll come up to Albany, which is like midway between the two of us. We'll drive up to Albany and like meet you for dinner and stuff like that. Like yeah, let's, and this wasn't on the show. This was on the after show kind of a thing. I got emails from people saying, you shouldn't pressure Toppy like that. You shouldn't like tell Poppy to do that. It's like everything I do, everything I say, and I know that's histrionic. It's not everything, but there are times where it kind of feels like everything I say, people are just ready to pounce on me, right? They're just ready to, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say this. Like I've had people delete Facebook posts that I made a comment on because they felt like offended by them. And then I would get emails following up after that saying like, well, because you're the founder of Pride 48, when you make a comment, you know, it really affects people and you shouldn't. So it's like basically people telling me, don't ever say anything on Facebook. Don't ever post anything on Facebook. I post pictures from my trip to New York on Facebook and I get drunken texts from my ex, right? The next day. How God, you didn't tell me that you were like going to be in New York, you fucker. And I hate you because I didn't hear another post. You know, it's like, I totally understand where Leo Laporte is coming from. It's like when you're under that microscope, when you are like that guy.
Yeah.
He is semi-famous. It sucks. And I'm not semi-famous. I'm like internet famous, which is nothing, right? He's like my only claim to fame is Pride 48, period. But it's like, there's enough people out there that are the concern trolls or whatever that just feel the need to like send you these emails to tell you that you suck, that it really starts to just like drive you into the ground. It really starts to affect you and it gets into your brain. Like, it's like these people, you know, for whatever reason, and I'm not saying that they're bad people, by the way, I'm not. I'm just saying that it's like,
no,
you know, they feel they're very passionate about whatever, but because you're the focal point of it, you receive these things and it's just, it really drives you into the ground. So for Leo Laporte to say, you know what, fuck it, I'm cutting off the live stream, I'm cutting off the chat room and we're not going to do this shit anymore. I totally understood where he was coming from. I was like, I completely understood where he was coming from.
And people that are, you know, and their whole website for him, their whole websites that are devoted to finding every little negative thing that he says on the live stream.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's,
and, like,
there's
posting
actually,
comments.
Yeah, there's actually a total, there's a website what, called
Total,
like,
Drama.
TotalDrama.net that is actually literally just an entire website of people that are like that watch the Twitch stream and come up with like, you know,
yeah,
things that they hate about it or whatever. No, I mean, you and I talked about on this show, like when he fired Tom Merritt, like when Tom Merritt left.
Yep.
And stuff like that. These are things that disappoint us, but I never, you know, it's not like I'm going to send, you know, Leo a nasty email or whatever. They're a business and they're going to do whatever.
Right. And here's the deal. I mean, I'm, you know, who knows what he's like behind, what he's really like. He may be a horrible person, but I mean, first of all, why do they care so much? And second of all, you know, everybody has their bad moments. You know, I mean, if, you know, the one thing I like about the gay community is that we're not so, so on our soapboxes about, you know, so I don't even know how to say it, but like nudity being such a bad thing and like talking about sex being such a bad, you know, as a lot of these straight conservative, you know, people on a gay show, if you'd have accidentally shown a dick pic, it would have just been ha ha ha, you know, and gone on about your business or been like, hey, what do you think? Do you think it's nice? You know, whatever. But he does it, you know, and there are articles, you know, TMZ had an article, Perez Hilton had an article, you know, Gawker had an article, you know, all these things. And, you know, if it, I don't know, you just wouldn't see, I don't know. That's one thing I like about being gay is that gay people, for the most part, are not hung up on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, my dick pic's out there somewhere. Your dick pic, when clearly your dick pic is out there somewhere.
Yeah, it's
just like, whatever. It's like, whatever. That's, there's just things that happen, right? Yeah, we have dicks, whatever. That's great. No, I'm more upset about the, you know, just the concern trolls, right? Just,
well, yeah.
The constant, like, oh, you shouldn't say that, or you shouldn't, or you're not allowed to have that opinion because you're supposed to represent Pride 48, and so you can't. You know, you can't say that. And that annoys me. But I mean, I totally understood where he was coming from. I know that we've beat this horse dead, but
I'll move on to a completely irrelevant story that you won't be able to talk about. Are you ready?
Yes.
An 82-year-old man has been arrested for slashing a woman's tires after she took his favorite seat at a bingo hall.
You know what? That bitch probably had it coming. That bitch. No, because it's not. He is how old? 82?
He's 82.
He's like, you know, he parks in that spot every fucking week. He probably parks in that spot every goddamn week.
No, it's not a parking spot. It's a seat.
Oh, he then it's even worse, right? He probably sits in that spot every goddamn week. And here comes this little Miss Titty and Ass lady coming up into the room asking how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon. God knows, probably wants to like some kind of recipe, probably wants to know how to cook or like how to clean the house better. I don't know. She's like, and she decides she's going to steal his seat. You know what? That bitch had it coming.
Maybe so. Fred Smith stormed out of the weekly game at the Lake Ashton Retirement Community Clubhouse in Lake Wales, Florida.
Oh, my
Monday.
God. Lake Wales. That is midway between Lakeland and Disney. That is a great place.
After Ethel Britt, who's 88, sat in his regular position, the resident was captured by surveillance cameras
tearing holes in the wheels. She knew, too.
Of her van with an ice pick.
Wow. She knew. If she's 88, she knew that he was was his seat. It's not like some young ditzy chick is like, that's like his contemporary. She like knew something happened there. Let me tell you, there was a bad sexual encounter or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. She was trying to get back at him.
You know, they say that those retirement communities are just sex pits.
We'd have to ask, you know, Fatty or...
That's what they say. They say, man, you get... They say some of the highest percentages of STDs are in retirement communities.
It's so weird that the phone would ring right now.
Yeah, hi guys, Artie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Very famous voice actor that we know from Woodland Hills, California, dead at 91.
What?
That would be John Stevenson.
Oh.
Voiced many characters in the Hanna-Barbera cartoons, including Mr. Slate, Fred Flintstone's boss, and Fancy Fancy on Top Cat. Bye.
Yes, John Stevenson, a famous voice actor, played Mr. Tate on the Flintstones, died at 91.
All right. So I'm sorry, I'm talking about that. Anyway, that was the news, Daniel.
You were very upset. You were upsetting our new listeners who were very upset about the thing. Oh my God. Stall.
Well, I was just writing down. So RT Cruiser, I don't know any of these voice actors' names, but as long as you tell me like, oh yeah, Mr. Slate on the Flintstones or whoever it was, then I know who they are. Okay. But I'm ashamed to say. They should just be at the tip of my tongue.
They should, but they're
not. I wonder if he was in a retirement home at that point in his life.
Maybe. Do you think maybe he played bingo in the same spot every week? Maybe. Oh my God. Have. Maybe she killed him.
Could have.
That is so weird. I don't know what happened. Adam, he's like, it's almost like you got your wish. There it is. Sorry, I couldn't find the Dora song. Oh my God. Oh. Here we go.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
The DI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play me musical cues from someone whose birthday it is, and I, using only my head brain and word mouth. Mouth words? Mouth words. We'll figure out who it is. I might have had a few drinks. We'll figure out who it is with no help from the chat room unless I get totally stuck, in which case I will totally cheat and look at the chat room. So there we go.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, if you ask Alexa to play the birthday song,
yes,
she plays the one that you used to play.
Well, the one that I liked. Alexa has no taste.
Yeah, clearly. She. I asked her that the other day. All right, let me unmute this and make sure that's up. Okay, now I have two songs for this one.
Okay. Okay.
So here we go.
Oh my God, this is the theme to Queer as Folk. From Showtime.
Yes, it is.
The Showtime Queer as Folk. Not to be confused with the British version of Queer as Folk.
Yeah, and I actually, you know, a lot of people say the British version is better. We've had this discussion, but I really like the American version of Queer as Folk.
Here's the thing. The British version only lasted two seasons. So it was like the first two seasons of the American version tried to like copy it, and they did a horrible job. It wasn't until the third season of the American show that I actually started to like it, when they veered away from the British storylines.
Anyway, I liked it. Anyway, so this person was in Queer as Folk and this show.
This is, of course, the iconoclastic theme to Laverne and Cagney and Lacey. And so you clearly are talking about Sharon Gless, who is the common denominator between those two shows.
I am, yeah, and I don't have my soundboard up, so I can't. Yeah, thank you. So Sharon Gless is, I believe she's 72. Let me look here. Sharon Gless is, 72 years old.
Excellent.
And I love Sharon Gless, but I like Time Daily better, I think. But.
I do. I love me a Time Daily. You know what? I was so, I shouldn't talk about this. I was so tempted yesterday, Saturday, to go into New York. Because I could get really cheap tickets to It's Only a Play, which is a show with Time, you know, it's a play with Time Daly in it. It was like, I was going to go and I didn't, and now I regret it. But anyway, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, when you do, give us a review.
I will. Okay. I will. Yeah.
Here's the next one.
This is CeeLo.
It is.
It's CeeLo who's singing Fuck You.
He is.
This is a hard one. Now, is it actually CeeLo's birthday, or is it CeeLo's birthday? Because there was actually, he sang this on an awards show where what's her name? Oh, it doesn't even matter now that it's not her birthday. But it was like it was some actress that you would never expect could sing came out and sang the song.
Oh, no, it's CeeLo. CeeLo Green is 41 years old.
Wow, he's younger than me. Fucker.
Yeah. I never liked his wardrobe on The Voice. It was like muumuus, like leather muumuus and stuff.
Care.
It's like,
I don't care what anyone says. He looks older than me.
I would agree with that. All right. So I've got two for this next one. So here we go.
This is, of course, the theme to Survivor.
Okay.
You didn't even have to get to the chanting. I knew that one right off top.
Which, by the way,
yes,
I did not want the person who won to win.
You didn't like Mike?
Never.
You didn't want Mike to win?
No, I hated him.
Who did you want to win? Rodney?
Well, actually, I really wanted that hot guy who was voted off
Joe.
Four or five.
Joe, but Joe is going to be in the next season. Yes, he's coming back.
I'm so happy because not only is he going to be in the next season, but that really cute geek guy.
Yes.
Is going to be in that season.
Yes, I know.
And they'll both get voted off quickly because I like them.
You're talking about Spencer. Spencer, yes, and Spencer. Joe will both be in the next season Survivor. Yes.
All right. So here's the next one.
Oh my God, Yas Mamadou in the chat room. Yes, it was Gwyneth Paltrow that sang the song.
Well,
thank you, Yas Mamadou.
Here's the next song. We're still on the same person. So the
same
first song
person.
Was Survivor.
The first song was Survivor. The second song is... You know what? You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. All right, this must be Lisa It's Blair,
yes.
Basically. Blair from Facts of Life. Yes, she was
it
on
is.
That season of Survivor, and she was on the Facts of Life.
Yep. Lisa Welchel, who actually still looks very good. Very similar to what she looked like on The Facts of Life, actually, is now 52 years old.
52 years. She's older than CeeLo Green, but she doesn't look like it.
No, she doesn't. I mean, on Survivor, she did look old because no makeup and no hair product and all that. But, all right. So she's 52. Here is our next one. You won't know this. Maybe some of the chat room
Oh,
will.
Really?
La, la, la.
This is the La, 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 la song.
La, la.
Is she gonna sing? Is she gonna sing?
I just can't get you out of my head. Boy, you're loving it. All I think about. Can't get you out of my head.
All right. Is this Kylie Minogue?
Wow, look at that. Are you reading the chat room?
Yes, I totally stole that from the chat room.
yeah, it is. It's Kylie Minogue. So the reason, and I've mentioned this before, but one of my two British boyfriends was a really big fan of hers.
Yes.
And she was really popular about the time that I was dating him. So that's how come I know her. But anyway, Kylie Minogue is 47 years old.
Wow.
And she also has...
She's younger than me.
She also has a song, I'm spinning around. Get out of my way.
I meant to say she was older than me, but I actually said she's younger because she's a year younger than me, bitch.
I think she's spinning around. Let's see. Let's hear a little bit of this here, real quick, just for grins.
No, I did not see the photos of the magazine cover of Kylie Minogue done up as Molly Richard. By the way, that is not Adam jumping. Or skipping on the stream. He actually skipped the song.
Anyway, I'm spinning around. Anyway, that's Kylie as well. All right. So Kylie is 47. So here is our last celebrity birthday.
The last one that we could possibly... This is the theme to Austin Powers.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to go with Mike Myers.
Yes, it is.
Excellent. How's that? You could have played the theme to Wayne's World or
Mike Myers is 52 years old.
Wow.
And we'll just leave this playing as you read the Pride 48 birthdays.
You know what? There are birthdays that we can read over at pride48.com. We would like to say a very happy birthday to Jimmy Bear and to Nicholas in Michigan. They both had birthdays this past week. And if you would like to have your birthday show up on pride48.com, you can go to pride48.com, sign up for an account, and click on the checkbox that says, yes, I would like my birthday to be known to the universe.
All right. Happy birthday, everyone. Right, there you go. Saying,
that is our birthday segment, and I should be playing a song right now, but I am not.
Thank
there we go.
Thank you so much for helping me sing my way to La Fiesta. I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
Excellent. God, I love that song. It is the contact segment of the show, the segment of the show where we read our voluminous emails and voicemails. And
I don't know if we got any emails. I didn't check. I'll just
We did. We did. I'm going to read one. I'm going to read a couple of them for you right now.
Okay.
The very first one comes in to us from Joe in Dallas, who writes, "Hi, Daniel and Adam. Just a quick note regarding the last show. The listeners demand a Who Wore It Best segment, complete with photos of your outfit for the bear thingy pig spit roast. I'm sure there will be a tight competition between you and Adam, fan-wise, for the title of Best in Jockstrap. That said, Adam, I'm glad, for the most part, that you had a good vacation. Sounds like you had fun, despite the hiccups. L.A. and New York City seem to be vacations you can do multiple times and still not see everything. Take care, and inappropriate pinches to you, Daddy Daniel, Joe in Dallas." So thank you very much, Joe in Dallas.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Yes, I did. I had a fabulous vacation.
That's I told right. him, I replied to this email, I told him he'll just have to come to Vegas to see who wore it best.
Now, did we... I do see we had a previously clip from Blind Guy Jay. Have we played that one?
Yes, we did.
Okay. I didn't remember.
All right. That was actually the last show. Anyway, this next email comes to us from Lamont Cranston, who is still in our chat room. Lamont Cranston says, "Hey, Daniel, first off, no, I'm not pulling a Kathy Baking and ignoring or dissing Adam. I love Adam, but this message does not apply to him."
Okay. I won't listen.
Okay. Plug your ears.
I'm not listening.
Plug your ears. "I was also at the underwear party on Friday. Of course, the chances of spotting you there, recognizing you, were slim to none. I didn't get there until just before 11, and I spent most of my time in the smoking cage because there was fresh air there. FYI, I don't smoke. My jeans and t-shirt never came off. Your assessment was exactly what I told some of my friends. You couldn't see beyond the faces of the people. I had a friend in town from Baltimore who was going to meet me there. I told him to forget it and we would meet up somewhere else. I left a bit after midnight. I got in the bar at a good time, but there were only one or two guys in front of me. But when I left, there was probably a good 25 people in line. I did the AIDS walk Sunday morning when one of my friends who was at the underwear party as well told me he fucked a guy in the bathroom. He's not one of the guys you were speaking about. He was wearing a singlet. He was heading
How
to
appropriate.
The, I know. He was heading to the
At
street.
At the AIDS walk to be telling him that he fucked a guy in the bathroom.
You don't know. He might have fucked him safely. You don't know.
Oh, no, that's
you
true.
You don't know. He was wearing a singlet. He was heading to the street fair after the walk and asked me to go too, but I was hot, tired, and cranky, so I headed home. Rock Bar is the place to be on Sunday afternoons and early evenings for the bear crowd. I really hate that place. This is really an entire sentence. Rock Bar is a place to be on Sunday afternoons and early evenings for bear crowd. I really hate that place because they really pack too many people in there. I'm pretty claustrophobic and it's really a major fire hazard. I was always envisioning news clips like God really hates fags and a bar full of hundreds of them on Christopher Street in New York felt his wrath today when a spontaneous fire causing the deaths of all of them. Supposedly it was a better place when it was called the Dugout. I think it is now owned by the same owners of Jim Bar, but I'm not positive. Anyway, I had to swallow. Anyway, hopefully word will spread about that venue sucking for that type of party, and there will be another one soon elsewhere. It's a shame nobody got to see your new jockstrap. Take care, Lamont Cranston. So thank you very much, A. Thank you very much, Lamont Cranston, for that.
Yes, thank you.
B, I'm sure I did not see you. We might have seen each other. I was up against the wall. Maybe you
Were
saw
you
me
in the
there.
Bathroom.
No, I was not. Friend. I was not in the bathroom. But maybe I did not get fucked in the bathroom either by somebody in a singlet.
Shame.
But I was smushed up against the wall. Yeah. Oh, and Yaz Mamadou in the chat room says, make sure to wear your singlet for super safe sex. Maybe he had sex through the singlet.
You know, there was this has nothing to do with this email, but there was this transgendered female to male person on Ellen today.
Yes.
Well, not today because Ellen doesn't come on Sundays, but the one I watched today. And this person is trying to be the next Men's Health every year does a contest for a reader to be featured on the
Oh my
cover.
God, this is so boring, Adam.
Anyway, there are some I was just thinking to myself, female to male, they make really good hot men.
Yes.
Like they really do. Male to female, not as much.
No, female to male make hot men if you like the younger boys. But I just on Showtime documentaries, I was watching, they have very tiny penises. I know you like to suck.
That's true.
I know you like to give blowjobs. That would
there
not.
Are surgeries for that, but
no,
usually
no, but
they
no,
just
no. But the ones that add girth and length to it don't help them feel
right.
sensation.
No,
that's just like basically what I'm rapping. Anyway, but here's the thing: Lamont Cranston, I was very upset that you were at this party that I didn't know anything about. I mean, that I didn't know that you were going to be there. I didn't go in Sunday because I just didn't know anyone. I ended up not going into New York on Sunday for the street fair thing because I didn't know anyone. Had you told me that you were there, I would have come in. I would have come in and met you. Anyway, I guess you only care about Joe Batanz because he's the only one that you've ever met. You've only, you know, met Joe Batanz. And, you know, whatever. Auntie Vera Charles is getting very upset in the chat room.
People do that. They call us and then they're like, really, the only reason I'm listening to the live show is so I can hear my phone call.
Auntie Vera Charles sent us the most, she was so upset. I don't even know whether to play it or not. She was so angry at us. All right, let me rephrase that. She was so angry at me. And I love Auntie Vera Charles is my favorite.
I think it was equal.
She's one of my four favorite people on the planet. I love Auntie
But I
Vera
think
Charles.
You can explain yourself.
She is one of my four favorite people on the planet, and another one of my four favorite is Gooch. So there you go. Two members of the Charles household are my two, or, you know, are my four favorite people on the planet. Yeah, let's get to our first voicemail here, though. This one comes in from Carrie, who we also love, even though, Adam, you completely blew her off when you were in California. But let's listen to what she had to say, though.
Hey, guys. Carrie. So, I don't normally listen to the recent hit release at faster than normal speed, but I've fallen behind on some of my podcasts, so I've been listening to you guys at 1.5 just to get caught up. And I'm only two episodes behind. But nonetheless, I've realized it's really difficult to listen to Kathy Bacon at 1.5 when you guys already see the
No, you cannot, yes.
Everybody else, yeah. I can understand just fine, but I had to slow it back down during her phone calls. She already talks fast enough as it is. Anyways, I was glad I was able to stop in at the chat room for a few minutes on Saturday, but I couldn't stay for long. Things got crazy around the house with the baby. So, miss you guys and talk to you soon. Bye.
This is, of course, Carrie, who has been with us from the very beginning, who came in last week on Saturday. Well, it was 2 weeks ago when we did the show on Saturday night because I had a thing to do on Sunday night. So thank you, Carrie. Carrie, we miss you. And you're correct. When Kathy Bacon is on, I actually turn it to half speed just so I can catch it.
Don't understand her. Yeah.
I am going to have a dipped cone. This is like that's generally how I listen to Kathy Bacon. That's the only way that it actually works. All right, excellent. Let's get to our next phone call. Adam, I believe this one is somewhat contentious, but let's listen to it anyway. Let's gird our loins and listen to a very angry voice actor from Woodland Hills, California.
So I just finished listening to your Sunday, May 17th posting, your cute little show called Does This Make My Head Look Big? And in your litany of naming shows that could be listened to,
No!
I noticed that there was a glaring omission.
Not true.
And I just wanted to say that I hope you both get UTIs that burn every time you pee. I deeply, deeply despise the both of you. Your show sucks. And I mean that with love.
Right, exactly, right. That would, of course, be our Auntie Vera Charles, who is called in there. And let me just say this.
Let me just say this.
The guy that called in, by the way, he sounded hot, but the guy that called in said, I would like to hear other shows that are like yours. Now, never in a million, billion, trillion years would I ever can compare what we do here with Vera Speaks For Real. VeraSpeaks.com. If you want to hear an actual entertaining podcast that is like, you know, for the masses that everyone would love and you could like play to your parents and everyone, you know, would the greatest thing ever, then you go to VeraSpeaks.com. If you want to hear shit, then you listen to us because we're basically just like shit compared to that. I'm just saying, what I'm trying to tell you, Adam, is had I mentioned Auntie Vera as someone that was equivalent to us, I would have felt dirty. I would have, you know, we're in no way, shape or form am I ever like equal to Auntie Vera Charles.
So are you saying that the other podcasts that you mentioned like ours are shit?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I'm just saying, catching up with Joe and Mike, it's all about me. These are all shows with two subpar hosts. You know, just two gay men hosts that are basically like talking about their shit. Auntie Vera Charles, you're on a different level. You're you are a professional voice actor who has characters on your show and like little skits on your show and like segments that we could never, ever hope to approximate here on the show. And you're correct. I am drunk, but I also love you dearly and I would never compare myself to you ever.
And I just want to mention that I was not suggesting shows. It was all Daniel. So
let's listen to our last voicemail here. It comes in from Toppy Smelly.
Hey, Doobies. Doobie Positive. Hey, Adam. Yeah, both of you guys. Hey, it's me, Toppy Smelly. Long time no call. Hey, you know, I know it's like Memorial Day weekend and everything.
Yeah.
But I was kind of thinking maybe you guys were going to do a show tonight. It's Sunday. I don't know. Why wouldn't you? But anyways, maybe it's a, you know, it's a holiday. Maybe you're not gonna. But I'm here listening, and I'm planning, because I don't got to work tomorrow, because it's my day off, you know, it's Memorial Day, it's my holiday,
right.
And
right.
I can finally stay up late, you know, like a big pants person, and listen to your little shoe. So anyways, I thought that was kind of fun that I'd call in, and
we're not here.
Yeah, mostly. Oh, ring, ring, it's the death phone. Hi, oh. You know that guy that's really smart, you know, he like does math and everything and like brilliant mind and or what, but he's dead. I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't think of his name at the moment, but it was a car crash. It was like Princess D.
Someone's already called
again.
In for that. Yeah.
The brilliant guy is like dead. I'm sorry.
Someone already called in for that.
Anyways, hey, it's going to be great, you know, tonight if you're doing a show. Maybe I'll even show up in the chat room.
But you didn't.
You know, I don't got to work tomorrow. And, you know, I don't know. So, anyways, it's been great talking with you, Daniel, and that, you know, I mean, really. And this is, okay. All right. Well, I got to go now. All right. Bye.
Thank you, Toppy Smelly.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. No, so actually that was.
Why were you just like, thank you?
I said thank you for calling.
No, but you were just like dismissive of him.
No. Thank you for calling. How am I supposed to say it?
I played us out of the...
Excellent.
Yes, I did.
You didn't play us out of the tech segment. We...
Oh, it did. No, but that one's not important. That one's not important.
No, you just now said I... Okay, great. I just played us out of the tech segment.
No, I'm just saying the tech segment... What?
Right now, when you played that song, you said,
oh,
there we go.
Okay. Wait, let me do it. Let me do it again. 3, 2, 1. I just played us out of the context.
There you go.
Okay, great.
There you go.
Okay. I'll edit. I'll fix it in post.
Okay. Anyway, thank you for calling, Toppy Smelly. Thank you.
You know what, Toppy Smelly? I love you, even though I got that angry email from someone telling me that I shouldn't pressure you to go to dinner. But I love you. I loved meeting you in Vegas last year. I hope that you'll be there again this year. Anyway, doesn't matter. Also, while we're on the subject, I love you, Auntie Vera Charles, and no, as someone has like suggested, that I'm not just trying to make sure that my room is available when I'm there visiting in November. And no, I do not believe that Adam is shit. Kiri Numbra says, oh, Adam's not shit when I said that we're shit. He's like, no, Adam's not shit. See, he likes you.
I appreciate it.
Nico wants to know, is anyone not drunk? Yes, Nico, Adam. Adam is not drunk.
Yeah, I'm not.
It is only me. It is only me that is drunk tonight.
I've started my pre-Pride 48 diet today.
Yeah.
So hopefully by August, whatever that date is.
What is it? What is your diet? Because you know what? I've also started my, I didn't start a diet, but I started an exercise routine called the 7-minute workout. So what did you try? What are you doing?
No, I just watch calories. I thought, you know, if I do P90X, I don't even have to worry about what I eat. Or whatever. No, I have decided exercise, and I've read several articles recently that say exercise will not get you into shape on its own.
No, not on its own.
There is no way that you can exercise enough to make up for bad eating.
Well, it depends on how much bad eating you're doing, really.
And so I will just go back to calorie counting and doing normal stuff at the gym. So I usually do like 1,500 calories a day. And one splurge day so we can have restaurant of the week. And then
I got
just
a question.
Normal gym activity. That works for me.
I got a question. All right. So I've been doing the 7-minute workout, which is, you know, it's 12 different exercises done for 30 seconds with a 10-second break in between. And it has been scientifically proven that this like equals like 30 minutes doing weight training in a gym. I just got to say, as I've been doing it all this week, Adam, look at me now. Look at me. You can see the video. D- Does this make my head look big? DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on voicemail line 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
No, it doesn't. It looks smaller.
Really? My head looks smaller? That's great. That's
right. Yeah.
I have got to pee so badly. Badly. I got to.
Badly.
Yeah, it's an adjective. No, it's an adverb, not an adjective. So it has to end in L-Y.
Yeah.
It's kind of like drive safely or, you know, anything that modifies a verb, right? The verb would be to pee, and I have to do that badly. It has to end in L-Y. Otherwise, no, it would just be bad.
I think we could have another tech segment here, and that'd be about just as interesting to everyone.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.